the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 9th of April 2022, is Saturday of the fifth week of Lent. We reflect on the theme, You Cannot Please Everyone. My dear friends, we are now at the threshold of the Holy Week, and the Gospel passage I will read today sets the stage for the events of the week. The Gospel passage from John chapter 11, 45 to 57 is replete, filled with what is called Johannine irony, a situation in which people make statements with meanings that go beyond what they intend to say. Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead, and many people were happy. Many were coming to believe in Jesus, but some others were worried and in panic mode. The Pharisees and the scribes were panicking so much that a meeting of the Sanhedrin, the ruling council of the Jews, had to be called. They began to ask themselves, what actions are we taking to stop people from coming to faith in Jesus? Dear brothers, dear sisters, that is just an example of the way we human beings are. When you do good, some people will be happy, while some will be angry and question the motive behind the good that you do. This only confirms that as a human being, you can never please everyone. All you have to do is ensure that your motives are pure. Because of the good that Jesus did, they began to ask, what are we going to do? They were asking questions on how to eliminate Jesus, whom they saw as a threat. They felt he was performing many signs, and instead of seeing the significance of the signs, they went into panic mode. They said, if we let him go on in this way, everybody will believe in him, and the Romans will come and destroy the holy place and our nation. In the end, what they predicted is what eventually happened. Of course, what they feared and wanted to stop is exactly what happened. Jesus did go on with his mission, and yet the temple and the nation were destroyed, even though it was not because of what Jesus did. Caiaphas, the high priest, in his effort to quell their fears, ended up making his own prophecy, albeit unwittingly. He says, you fail to see that it is better for one man to die for the people than for the whole nation to be destroyed. He wanted to say that it was better to get rid of Jesus rather than put the whole nation in jeopardy. In fact, in an uncanny way, a way they did not expect, Jesus did die for his people, not only the Jewish people, but for people everywhere. He died not for the political preservation of a nation, but for the giving of a new life to all the people, a life in which all conventional divisions become irrelevant. The gift of prophecy was ascribed to the high priest, and he did it right this time, even if it was unconsciously. As the end was coming close for Jesus, he retreated from public appearances into a remote desert area called Ephraim until the right time for him to accomplish his mission. As the feast of the Passover approached, people were watching out for Jesus to appear. Instructions had been given that any sightings of Jesus were to be reported so that the authorities could arrest him and ensure that he did not create any scene to attract the Roman authorities. Little did they know that by his arrest, trial, and crucifixion, they would make him the central figure of the Passover and of world history. Dear friends, the morale of the events of the last days of Jesus and all the unwitting prophecies and decisions is, do the good that you must with a pure, noble, and good motive. You will not please everybody, but you would have fulfilled the mission for which God created you and set you into the world. I bless you today as you begin it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.